Thank you for calling Credit Union. This is Deidre.
Hi there. I was looking to speak with somebody about a small business loan.
Oh, I can do that. I'm a financial service consultant here, so you got the right person. May I ask who I'm speaking with?
Yes, my name is Casey Rybeck.
Casey, and what was the last name again?
Rybeck, R-Y-B-E-C-K, as in cuckoo.
Hi, Mr. Rybeck. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. So you said you were interested in getting a loan.
Yeah.
How much was the amount you were requesting?
$15,000.
And what was the purpose of the loan?
To spend some money and then pay it back.
Okay, but I need you to tell me what you need the loan for. What is the loan for?
It's to use.
Okay, I understand that you need to use the money, but if you don't have a significant purpose for the loan, I won't be able to start the application unless I know.
What do you mean?
So people come into our office and they ask for loans for businesses.
There you go.
They ask,
yes, that's it.
What's it? I need you to explain what it is.
You said a business loan, so yeah, that's it. A business.
Okay, but what kind of business?
Well, I want to use that $15,000 for my business to purchase some shoes for it.
Okay, so you want $15,000 as a business loan for shoes?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I want.
Okay, well, obviously the bank is not going to lend you $15,000 for you to go out and buy a pair of shoes.
No. So I think that's where you're confused. It's not a pair of shoes. It's multiple pairs of shoes for the business thing you were talking about.
If you're going to buy these shoes and wear them, you're buying them for personal use. You're not buying them to build your business.
It could be a business.
It could. Well, do you write this off on your taxes? Do you claim this income on taxes?
That is a really good idea. Thank you for the advice.
Okay, that's not advice. I'm not a tax preparer. That is not advice. I'm simply asking you a question to see if you understand the ramifications of requesting money of this size and claiming it's a business when it's not.
It's a big business.
At this point, I don't think you understand what you want. Go ahead and call us back. When you know, I'm going to disconnect this call. Goodbye. Have a great day. Thank you for calling Credit Union. This is Deidre.
Yes, is this Deidre?
Yes, this is her.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Deidre, this is Ken Sanders, business tycoon.
How can I help you?
Well, I want to invest in a company that has shoes, and I'm willing to pay $30,000 if they get a $15,000 loan. Okay? I want to go on record as saying that.
Mr. Sanders, did you just call me by chance? Were we just speaking?
I'm a busy man, and no, I have not called anybody about this yet, but this is an exciting opportunity, so please take that into consideration.
I know this is you. You just called me about shoes.
Did somebody just call you about shoes? Because I'm interested in investing in that.
It was you.
Business.
Okay, let's stop the game. It's obviously you, Casey, calling me back about this same loan for $15,000 for shoes. You just had to change your voice.
I don't know a man named Casey Rybeck who would want shoes, but if you were to hear from that man, I think you should give him whatever he asks for.
I know this is you. Stop it.
Yes, this is Casey. How could you tell?
You obviously called back trying to use some stupid voice.
That was actually my business partner.
Casey, listen, I know you want $15,000. This is not the way to do it.
Well, you can say all you want, but I'm the one that's got the big investor who's ready to invest in my...
Casey, I know it's you. Stop calling me saying you have an investor and you want to buy shoes. That's the dumbest thing I've ever had anyone call for.
Oh.
I'm sorry to hurt your feelings, but we would never give you or anybody else a loan for $15,000 to buy themselves shoes.
Okay, well, can I do a prank call on you then?
No, you're done, Casey. You can't do anything else here.
Well, no, this is a prank phone call. This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
What'd you say?
I said this is a prank phone call. Your brother Marcus set you up.
No way. Oh, my God. I knew this was a crazy call. I mean, I can't believe
he said that you get a lot of weirdos calling up and asking to borrow money for strange things, so.
You got me good. Oh, my God. I believe it.
Well, what do you think? Can I get that $15,000 now? I really need some new shoes.
I'll give you anything you want, as long as you never call me again.
Okay, deal.